Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and it's time for our weekly Carbon School District update. And over the phone, we are joined by Castle Heights Elementary Principal Wendy Flucky. Principal Flucky, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us.
Great. Well, thanks for having me. My pleasure.
So, first quarter ended a few weeks ago. You've had a few weeks to kind of move on and get into second quarter, but let's look back for a second. What was the first quarter like? You know, let's talk some highs and lows.
You know, first quarter was wonderful, as always. You know, you're getting into the beginning of the school year. Teachers have new classes. We're testing the kids just to see where we're at academically. That helps guide our instruction as well as our intervention groups. As well as this year, we do have a new English language arts program called CKLA. So that has been very challenging to the teachers, but they're absolutely loving it.
Yeah, and being the kid of a teacher who's going through that new language arts program as well, it's definitely been a bit of an adapting thing that the teachers have had to do, but I think it's a really nice program. Now, let's talk about outside of language arts or even including language arts, what are you guys kind of looking to work on curriculum-wise entering the second quarter?
Well, our focus is always reading first, just because we need to make sure those kids get those foundational reading skills. But we also have a huge focus on our math as well as social sciences and science.
And those are always big hits for the kids. I mean, I know as when I was in elementary, I loved Science Day when it rolled around. That's always when you get the most exciting assignments. So it's always fun to have schools putting an emphasis on that. Let's move out of kind of the curriculum side of things. Let's talk about some fun activities coming up for Castle Heights. And let's start with archery, because that's coming up really soon here.
Yeah, so we start our archery tryouts next week, and they go from November 12th through the 15th. We're excited to see who will be making it on our archery team this year.
And those archery teams, they're always so fun to watch, because you really don't, you think elementary school archery, you don't think it's going to be the best, but then you see them in action, and they're some of the most accurate shooters out there, so it's really cool to watch them in action. And then we were talking about it a little bit beforehand, but for parents and kids especially, mental health is always a very important topic. And over at Castle Heights, you guys are doing something pretty special every Friday morning.
We are. So this year, my counselor and our mental health therapist every Friday morning make themselves available for parents to come in to ask questions or to get some insight on some things going on. And then once a month on that Friday, they host a breakfast and breakthrough where they focus on a theme that we're working on. And so that's a nice change that we've had this year, just making those resources available to parents free of charge, 7:45 on Friday mornings.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes getting those resources and finding them and knowing them is the hardest part of reaching out for help. But when you have them as readily available as you're making them over at Castle Heights, I think that makes all the difference in the world. And then let's talk about some activities coming up for the Student Council. We were talking about it a little bit beforehand, but they're doing a little fundraiser, Fruit Wars, I think it was.
They are. So our student government, with our focuses on service, wanted to come up with a way to help kids. We do have a backpack program where we do send food home on the weekend for students in need. And so they came up with a fundraiser that they are calling Fruit Wars. And with that money that is donated, we're going to donate that to buying food for Carbon Cares for Kids. So we have that activity coming up, and then we also are doing our annual turkey trot, which will be on Friday, November 22nd, and this is something that we have done since I've come to this school, and the kids really look forward to it. We are a golden medal school, and so our focus is on healthy habits, nutrition, and regular exercise, and so we're gearing up for our turkey trot.
You know, both of those activities combined to form really three of my favorite things. You got service, you got healthy habits, and you have just volunteer work in the community like your student council is doing right now. So just so much is going on at Castle Heights that I think the community is really going to love to hear about. Now, Principal Flucky, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
We just appreciate the community. continued support we have from all of our parents, and we are just so fortunate to live in this wonderful community.
Well, Principal Flucky, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Castle Heights Elementary Principal Wendy Flucky, and we were talking all things Castle Heights Knights. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.